Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I'll just get started with where I finished last night. Is, you know, we finished yesterday as not a very good football team. We had another slow start. That slow start started with taking the ball too deep out of the end zone and some penalties, which backed our offense up. I was asked yesterday about the runs. You know, as I look back, we called the first five plays, there were four runs called. If you look at the tape, you'll see that on the second and third play, Jay pulled the ball. We had a run called, and we threw outside to Josh Morgan on one, and we threw to Elshon on another, both for first downs. Those were both called runs that had the option to pull the ball. And so first four to five were there. You know what happened on the our series got stalled. We had a penalty, and then we had on the second play of the next drive, we had an interception. The third drive, we had an eight-play drive and finished with penalties again. We had a penalty on third and seven, I believe, which took us into a third and long, and we couldn't overcome that. And by that time, the score was, you know, what it was. So slow start again. You know, we've seen ourselves when we don't have slow starts, and we've had a litany of them over the last 3 weeks, and certainly that's unacceptable. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, they were the big plays on second long and third and long. We had a coverage breakdown on the one long play to Jordy, and the other, Aaron did a great job of extending the play, and we got caught in cover two in an outside lane, and he made a throw on the outside lane. You saw the play. It was a tremendous play. And then on the screen play, just looking at that, I haven't had a chance to completely talk to the staff because obviously they got in a little later this morning. I just saw us, we didn't leverage the play properly. We had poor pursuit angles on the play and resulted in a very disappointing screen for a touchdown with a lot of work spent in that regard. You know, I think I'll just close and I'll leave it open to questions by saying I think the thing we've got to do to find our way out of it is we've got to go back to San Francisco, and we've got to look at those tapes in New York and Atlanta and show ourselves and look at the things that we did very, very well to play a highly competitive four-quarter game. And over the last 3 weeks, we certainly haven't done that. We have to be honest with ourselves. We cannot sugarcoat this whatsoever, that this is where we are, and our entire focus now has to go on to Minnesota.
Mark, what has been your interaction with management since the end of last night's game in regards to the state of this football?
I've had a conversation, as I do every morning, with Chris Hanks and with Phil.
Any coaching staff changes?
There will not be any at this time.
What about Jay? Any thought to
Jay's got to
him for a week?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that Jay's got to play better. He didn't play well enough yesterday, and we didn't play well enough, and I'm certain he'd take accountability for that, but it's very clear he did not play well enough yesterday. We can't sugarcoat that. At the same time, we didn't play collectively well enough as a team.
Again, I know I asked this a few weeks ago, but these disappointing performances by Jay, in your mind, are they adding up to the point where you might make a change?
I think that we've got to go back and get ready for Minnesota. And with that in mind, Jay's got to play better. He's got to play better, but he can't do it alone, but he's got to play better just like the rest of us do.
Mark, what has to change here for the final results to change?
I'm sorry?
What has to change?
Well, that's what and that's really where we're going to have to go back and see is we got to really take and put the San Francisco game on, the Jet game on, and see why we were able to play four quarters against Atlanta. In competitive football games, and we haven't done it the last few weeks. Certainly, you know, we came up against two very great quarterbacks, but that doesn't that doesn't have anything to do with what we're doing offensively. And so that's where we're going to start. If we have to get a plan together to move forward, it's got to look at what we did when we were doing it well, and why that was working and this is not.
Mark, we see Jay every Sunday now, and he's making mistakes that we've talked about in here. What's he been like in practice during the week? Are some of those mistakes also happening?
They're not showing up, and that's as I said, that's what's been the most disturbing thing is that those things are not showing up in practice, and they certainly didn't last week. And I think anybody on this team who watched practice would tell you that.
What do you think the disconnect might be between carrying that over?
you know, I think it's focusing and just getting back into recognizing that this is where we've been deficient, and continue to work our way out of this slump that we're in, because we're certainly in one.
Mark, we talked about the checks to passes after that Dolphins game a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. how in the second half you just stuck mm-hmm. in one place. I guess I'm wondering why you still had some of those checks.
We just had a couple of them in this week, and they did work. I mean, and we just used them early. They did work. As I said, we kicked one out to Josh on that quick bullet slant that you saw early in the game, and we kicked one outside to Elshon. We didn't use many of them during the game. Most of the runs in the game were called runs, and we didn't have the positive gains. We had, you know, we were left with the chain, not getting ahead of the chains on some of the runs as well. That really hurt us, because they were up in there tight. They were pressuring us throughout the game and trying to take our running game away.
On the second series, I think the first play was the deep ball to Josh Morgan, 1st and 10. What did you like about going to the air on that?
Well, that was disappointing, because we had to get Elshon in motion, and he was part of the read, and so he didn't get down in motion. I haven't had a chance to talk to the guys about what happened there, but Elshon should have been a low player. Brandon was over the top, and Josh was the clearing player. And it was more or less a throwaway as much as anything, because we didn't have the stretch without Elshon in the game.
Mark, did you consider a change in quarterback at halftime? And second, from a bigger picture, what are your feelings about making a change when a quarterback is struggling like Jay has been?
Well, I think that it's all on an individual basis, John. And we haven't even had a chance to look at the game with Jay and get his feedback on it. Certainly, we know that Jay's not comfortable with the way he's played yesterday, no doubt about it. And I think it's just an individual basis. I think that we all got to do better, you know. And I say that, I know it starts with a quarterback; it always does. But there's a lot of things that got to get done before something like that would be consideration.
Did you think about it yesterday at halftime?
Not at halftime, no.
When you look around, I guess the city and Bears fans in general, there's this crisis of confidence in leadership in the team. Is there a reason or message for them why they should have confidence in you and Jay and this group to turn around?
All I can, as I've said before, is I think this team and this locker room's in a good place at this time. And we've got to we're in a position where we have to work our way out of this. And I think the team is focused on doing that.
Is that something that you make it a point to tune out, sort of?
We know our fans are disappointed. They have a right to be. I mean, this has been a very disturbing stretch of 3 weeks. There's no doubt about it. We're here focused, and the only way we can work our way out of this is to go get ready for Minnesota. And to put it behind us, but we've got to do it with some sense of urgency, which we will, and with a plan. And I think the plan begins as showing these guys what it takes to play four quarters and reminding them that they've been able to do that, and to get started on Sunday with Minnesota.
Mark, why are you sticking with Mel Tucker? I mean, people see 50 points the last couple of games. Why are you convinced that he's the guy to run your defense?
I watch him work every day. I watch him communicate with these players. I watch him work on the field with these players. To me, he's doing everything he can under the circumstances to coach, to teach, and to lead that side of the ball. And he's got a very good staff with him. They're great teachers. They're veteran coaches who have been in a lot of situations, as Mel has. He's been through these types of things. And I feel very confident that he's doing the things that he can do to help us move forward.
Mark, do you understand why the fan base may be unsatisfied by everything staying status quo?
I can understand that our fan base is extremely upset at the circumstances our football team is in right now. I totally understand that. I understand that they have they're passionate about this football team, and they want to see us move forward and get better. They don't want to see us in this state. And I can tell you that the people that are coaching this team are doing everything they can to get better, and they have the experience to work their way out of it.
When you look at this introspectively, what do you hope and sense that you can do more of to lend a charge for this team?
Well, I think the most important thing I can do is lead the way with a demeanor that shows the confidence that we can get this done, and I think we can. I've seen this happen before. I've been down this road before. This has been very, very disturbing couple of weeks, no doubt about it. But I've seen teams and coaches work their way out of this, and it's not the first time for some of us. We got to show our players that the way to get this done is to move forward and go on to the next game and try to utilize every ounce of experience we have and mental toughness we have to get it done.
Mark, are you concerned that Jay's teammates don't have the support of
them? I'm not concerned about that.
Coach, three times now since going back to the Packers game last year, your defense has missed checks and missed calls in the field. You know, the Randall Cobb play, you go to the Tannehill play at fourth one against the Dolphins, and then the Jordy Nelson play. Are the signals too complex? Why aren't these being communicated across to all the players?
You know, I think that with any team throughout the league, there's going to be coverage breakdowns. We've had three that have been – I remember two, but three, as you say – that have been significant and memorable. That's disappointing, but there's also a lot that are properly called, and most of them are. And we're in the right coverage in most cases, if not all. On those particular instances, we weren't.
Do you anticipate, Mark, taking a hard look at the depth chart?
We're going to talk. We're certainly going to talk personnel. As I said, the guys are getting in late. They're still looking at the tape. Like I said, I haven't had a chance to even engage them because things have moved so quickly this morning. But we will. We certainly have to. We're going to look at everything as a starting point moving into Wednesday.
I know you were asked about last night. Someone asked you about loafing, potential lack of effort. After watching tape, some of those plays late, whether it was Jay's pick six, guys in pursuit, or guys in pursuit of the screen. Did you see any of that?
I did not. I think that our pursuit angles weren't good at times. Our leverage angles weren't good. But I think the effort overall is never going to be good enough. The standard's never going to be high enough here. I mean, there's always going to be minuses as we move through it because we do have a high standard for what we want to get out of a relentless play that we want to get out of our players. So I'm sure there were minuses along the way, but overall I didn't see that.
Coach, you talked about accountability throughout the season. When players take accountability or you say they take accountability and nothing changes, what do you do next?
Then we've got to look at those players and see if we can put them in a position where they have to compete for their jobs and put people in position to compete with them for their jobs. And that's what we're doing each and every day. So we're trying to get the best guys out there that we can on each and every play. And each and every day there's competition for players to gain more opportunity to play. And that's what competition is. That's what we have here. And that's what gets a player to move forward. Obviously, you know, we're not in a position to do anything other than to put these guys in a place where they have to compete for their jobs daily. And that's what we do. But players are do have a sense of urgency in that regard. They do.
Mark, how is Brandon?
I think Brandon's got an ankle, but he's, you know, we're very optimistic based on talking to the trainers today.
Mark, in general, do you believe that anything is accomplished by changing the staff?
In general?
Yeah.
I think you have to, it's all an individual basis, Pat. I've stood behind the guys that are working here because I've been around a lot of coaches over the years. I know guys that do it for the right reasons, that are great educators and teachers, are demanding, which our coaches are. They're extremely demanding on the field and in the classroom. And I think we got excellent coaches here.
What do you personally believe that you haven't done well enough through these first nine games?
That's a loaded question. I haven't done well enough because our team's not moving in the right direction today. They're not. Teams have had this happen where they've gone three in a row and been able to push them to move themselves out of it. But that's the most disappointing. I think the most disappointed I've been is coming off of the bye to play the way we did yesterday. That's probably the most disappointing part of this year.
Do you have any sense after watching the tape why I mentioned last night you were confounded by it? Any answers in there?
Well, I think there are answers on there. I mean, I'm not going to be specific, but both on both sides of the ball, you're talking about five or six plays in long yardage. We had their offense in long yardage, and he made a play, they made a play, and we didn't make a play. And offensively, I think there were plays on tape that we saw that we didn't get it done. And we'll show our players that there's opportunity there that we didn't accomplish it, and we've got to work through that and get to a point where we get those plays done. So that's where I think we stand.
Coach, do you feel like the team's continually having, you know, strong practices? I think you used the word outstanding a little bit earlier today. What is it then that's not translating on Sunday?
That's a good question. Well, we're going to look at our practices this week. We're going to go back and look at the tape of our practices and relate that to the game and show our guys a little bit about what they're doing on the field and how it's translating. I think that's the only way. We got to stand, take the issues, put them out there in front of us, and educate our players so they can make the transition from the practice field to the game.
Mark, as you go about overseeing the whole program here through this stretch, how does accountability work in your mind? What ways do you hold coaches and players accountable, whether it's even just watching tape or depth chart?
Well, I think that the accountability is daily. You know, are you doing your job daily? Are you doing your work at a standard of performance which is acceptable here? And that starts from being on time, to being in the meetings, to doing the things that are necessary in the meetings, and then working onto the football field. And through the week, our players are extremely accountable. What we haven't done is played at the level and a standard that is acceptable on a collective basis.
You mentioned understanding frustration in the fan base, and I guess is it fair to say that you'd like patience, them to exercise some patience as you guys work?
You know, I think that their passion for this football team speaks for itself. I don't get a lot of it. I do try to keep the noise out. I certainly can imagine the depth of their passion right now at our lack of productivity on the football field. I get all that, and I accept that sitting in this position. Our focus has to be on Minnesota and working our way out of this mess that we've gotten ourselves into. And I think that our guys will come back and be ready to do the things they've got to do during the course of the week to be ready to play the Vikings on Sunday.
Mark, just to clarify, you said there'd be no staff changes at this time. Is that something that will be an ongoing evaluation of the season?
Everything is day-to-day, but I said this last year, I wouldn't utilize that as you know, alluding to the fact that something could happen in the future. I think that, you know, we've had these discussions enough. Right now, I stand by these guys and the job that they're doing. I really believe in them. And I see that every day in their work ethic, and I know the kind of football intellect that these guys have and the way they relate to the players on a daily basis, and I stand by that.
Do you think that if the last couple games have been close, the reaction outside, and how it's all looking?
I can't hypotheticalize, you know. This fan base is going to be passionate each and every week, and that's part of the expectations that we have here, that our fans love this football team and they don't like the position we're in right now, and rightfully so. And the only way we can measure up is to show up at Soldier Field on Sunday and play the kind of football that we've seen in us. It's in there somewhere, and we got to dig it out this week.
Last one. Brandon made some comments last night in terms of this team having a little bit of shaken confidence, especially after the way that the last couple of games have gone. Is that something you have to work through with these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to you've kind of put Brandon's words in, you know, out there, and I think that's always the case in moments like these. We've got to get them back in here. We got to get them to work where they can focus on doing their jobs, getting better at their work, and get them ready to play the Vikings. And that's certainly something that we have to be mindful of moving forward, is that our guys, once we get them to work, once we get them in the building, once we show them the game plans, once we get them on the practice field, they get back and they get refocused.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.